Good morning. We've been discussing the past couple of days various brachas that may be problematic in saying them when somebody does not sleep all night. For example, with Shavuos coming up upon us, somebody who's up all night for Shavuos, which brachas can and he cannot say. So we discussed 2 days ago the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. And yesterday we discussed Birkas HaTorah, and today we're going to discuss the last two brachas that fit into this potentially problematic category, the bracha that we say, Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi, and also Ha'ama Avir Sheina Me'enai. So Elokai Neshama, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns the neshamas to people, that is when they sleep, but if they didn't sleep, apparently this issue, this bracha wouldn't be relevant. And also the bracha Ha'ama Avir Sheina Me'enai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for wiping the sleep from my eyes, if we didn't sleep, again, apparently this bracha would not be relevant. So we're going to group these two brachas together. By way of further introduction, there is an important machlokis between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah as it comes to the Birkas HaShachar, the various brachas that we say in the morning. What happens if one of them didn't happen to me? So the example would be as brought in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol brachas elu, all the Birkas HaShachar, im lo nischayev ba'achas men." If you don't, one of them, you're not chayev in it. You don't become obligated in it. For example, when you woke up, you didn't hear the kol tarnagol, you didn't hear the rooster roosting, oh, you didn't walk, or you didn't put on clothing, and you didn't put on your chagorah, you didn't put your belt in. For each of those, there's another bracha, the Birkas HaShachar, says the Shulchan Aruch, you say it without Shem Hashem, you don't say God's name because you did not become obligated in that bracha, so you're really not saying the bracha. The Ramah says that there's an opinion that disagrees, that even though you subjectively did not become obligated in that bracha, nonetheless, we are not saying the Birkas HaShachar on ourselves, but rather the Minag HaOlam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these concepts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the rooster to wake us up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us clothing. We have belts. This is the concept. We're not saying me specifically, subjectively, but objectively, these are the brachas that we want to say in the morning because of the various items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So that's how the Ramah paskens. He says, V'chin ha-minhag ve'ein l'shanos. Indeed, that is the minhag, and we should not do otherwise. We should be saying all the Birkas HaShachar, even if it subjectively wasn't relevant to us. Now, the Mishnah Berurah indeed does bring a machlokis when it comes to our two brachas that we're discussing today, Elokai Neshama and Hama'avir Sheina. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Eliyahu Rabbah says that these brachas, if you didn't sleep, you do not say these brachas. If you didn't sleep all night, don't say these two brachas. But then he brings the Prima Gadam, the Shari Tshuva, that asks questions on that. But nonetheless, the Shari Tshuva concludes that if somebody did not sleep those throughout the night, he should actually be yotze via somebody else who did sleep. So when it comes to these two brachas, he should have somebody who did sleep who's saying these brachas to be motzi him in saying these brachas. So indeed, that's how the Shari Tshuva paskins based on this. But nonetheless, there are poskim who are of the view, in particular Ashkenazic poskim, who are of the view that even somebody who did not sleep all night long would indeed say the brach, these two brachas. Why would that be? Because the Ramah tells us specifically that even if the concept that the bracha is about doesn't apply to me subjectively, nonetheless, I say the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Yesh omrim shafilu lo nischaya bem klal. There's an opinion that says, and this is the Shita of the Ramah, that you would still say all of the brachas. So he's understanding that the Shita of the Ramah is that we would say all the brachas, including these two, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein haminog pashuk vein l'shanos. So it would apply to the concept of the Ramah saying all the brachas. It would apply to all the brachas, including these two. And the Orach HaShulchan also says, when talking about these two brachas, L'Rabbeinu HaRamah, that the sheet of the Ramah is that even if I'm not subjectively obligated in these brachas, but I'm saying it on the concept, that would apply also the two brachas, Hamachazir Neshamas, which is Elkai Neshama, and at the end we concluded Hamachazir Neshamas Livkarim Eitim, and also the bracha Ma'avir Shena, based on the Orach HaShulchan and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we would say those brachas even if we don't sleep all night. But I believe that the Minhag HaOlam is somebody who doesn't sleep all night would be yotze via somebody else who did sleep during the night.